Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's time for the John Chuckery Show.
Are you ready?
Sports talk in the ATL. It's not for the faint of heart.
Oh, you didn't know?
Sometimes angry.
Loud noises!
Telling it like it is.
No. You insulted him a little bit. A little out of order yourself.
And pretty much always right.
Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
Call or text John now at 404-741-0929. Live from the Kia Studios, it's John Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And welcome in on a Saturday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. John Chuckery, but I'm not alone. No. My spiritual advisor, my brother from another mother, 70 miles west of me in Mansfield, Ohio, the one and only Hugh Douglas in the house.
Good morning, Atlanta. How's everybody doing? It's the official second day of summer.
Second day of summer.
And Chuckery, the freak league is tonight, from what I've been told.
Oh, is it? Does that start tonight?
Yes.
I think I'm dressed for it.
You know what? You are dressed for it. But it's funny. There's a lot of people talking about actually going, like participating in the freak league festivities.
Why wouldn't they?
You know what it is? I didn't think that they wouldn't. I was just surprised that some of the people,
but you understand,
the
it's not
mature
be the
adults,
same. It's not going to be the same.
But there are going to be some people that are going to be there that are going to try to relive those Freaknik days.
Yeah, that's cool.
And the only difference is that, and that is that they have like children out in social media. So I just suggest that if you're going to the Freaknik festivities tonight, just be aware that there everybody has a camera.
Oh yeah,
everybody has
and
a camera.
Then some. And they're looking for you.
Yes. Yeah, so.
Let me tell you, if you don't think they're looking for you.
Yes.
They're looking
so
for you.
So just make sure, keep that in mind. It's not going to be like it was in 94, 95. It's not going to be like that. You know, Polaroids and stuff, all those pictures are probably eaten up by Father Time and everything. No, it's different nowadays. Everything's digital, so just be careful.
Yeah, you can be a star for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, just all those provocative pictures and stuff, moms and dads, just be careful.
Streaming online, 929thegame.com. You can catch us live, catch all the replays of the shows, interviews, all our good stuff, our new and improved website, 929thegame.com. Download your radio.com app. Hugh, if you got a device, like a phone or a tablet or a turntable or a boombox or a laser disc, if you got like a Commodore 64, put it on all your different devices. That way you can catch us on the go. Yeah,
you're
Sega
old
Genesis.
School with this. Yeah, yeah.
Texas Instruments calculator, remember whatever you need.
If you had a Commodore 64, you were the man.
I did. I had a Commodore 64.
Yeah, you were the man.
I played Larry Bird versus Dr. J on that thing. So
yeah.
All of our social media, it's at 929 The Game. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, like us, follow us, do all that good kind of stuff. The best way, as always, if you want to interact with the show, it is through our individual Twitter accounts. He is at BigHugh53. I am at JMCH316. So with you till noon today, hanging out, going to have some fun on a Saturday. Jason Longshore will join us as Atlanta United gets ready to get finally back into MLS Cup action. That will be happening Wednesday the 26th coming up. So believe it or not, it's coming up pretty quick here. Atlanta at Toronto FC, 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock kick. Mike and Jason on the call, all things Atlanta United. So we'll talk with Jason. Obviously, last night, Hugh, as we get in a couple things, and we'll get more into this in the next segment, but Braves-Nats last night as the Braves start their 10-game road trip, which starts in the nation's capital, on a red-hot Nationals team in the debut of Dallas Keuchel last night.
Yeah. You know what? Honestly, I didn't have a problem with what I saw from Dallas Keuchel. First time up in the bigs in a long time.
Yep.
Listen, man, no matter how much you try to simulate a live game and how many guys you go against, it's a different animal. Once you get in, the adrenaline factor, the being up, the expectations of yourself. And you kind of saw that a little bit. Last night started out great. Looked like the guy that we thought he was going to look like. But then, as the innings went on, you could see he ran out of gas a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's to be expected. I'm not disappointed in him. He gave me exactly what I wanted him to give. He gave me five innings. That's all you could ask. And he's going to get better. Yeah, you just ran into a bus all last night, and I kind of figured it was going to be that
way. I was going to say, the Nationals have been red hot. Of course, they swept Philadelphia, which really helped the Braves out. By the way, the Phillies lost last night, too. They lost to the Marlins last night, 2-1.
Ooh, I can imagine what that sounded like.
In fact, I think Jake Arrieta took the loss. Was it Arrieta or Nolan? I forget who. One of the two guys that took the loss. Was it Nolan? Yeah, Nolan took the loss last night.
Philadelphia's been having a bad week.
Yeah, it's not been good for Philly.
It's not been good for Philly at all.
It's not been good. So the Braves don't lose any ground, even losing. But, you know, one of the things I talked about, Hugh, is just the fact that you don't want to come out of this series continuing to make the Nationals feel like they've got a shot now.
Yeah.
You don't want to lose 2 out of 3, get swept. Just like, you know, the Mets, you know, take care of your business against them. Just get 2 out of 3 against the Nationals and then move on.
Yeah, because they've been on a little bit of a tear. I think
they've been real good.
Is it what 17-23 out of 23 games?
Something
17,
like that. Yeah.
Something weird. Yeah. Don't quote me on that. But watching that game last night and watching the way that it ebbed and flowed. Now the Braves, we came out and we did our thing. We got up. We gave Keuchel a 2-run lead.
Yeah, Austin Riley, by the way.
That was clutch. Gave him a 2-run lead, but then they just kind of chipped away at it.
Dude.
Yep. And I was thinking to myself, I'm like, you know what? Like, because nobody's been really talking about the Nationals. Remember at the beginning of the season, everybody said, hey, this might be a 3-team race. I was like, damn, they might be a problem. Like, everybody's been talking about the Phillies and the Braves and it being, you know, between the two, and everybody's been gearing up for, you know, beating the Phillies. And quietly, the Nationals have been, you know, making a little bit of hay. Now, I think they're still like 7 games behind or something like that.
They
still got some hay to make. Yeah. But you don't want that to be the team that is kind of the thorn in your side.
Well, that's what I said. You don't want them to feel good. And look, here's the reality, Hugh. When you've got Max Scherzer, Steven Strasburg, and Patrick Corbin to take your first three, that first of all, that's like 700 strikeouts that those guys are going to throw. So you've got three guys, legitimate three. You have three number one starters in your rotation that – you're in every game, by and large.
Now, can I just, for a moment, not a Nats fan, but just give, a shout-out to Scherzer and what he was able to do. I mean, dude, I can't imagine breaking your nose. And I know that, you know, Abe, the producer, he was talking about the other day and saying how, you know, it's not one of those injuries where you risk a chance of re-injuring it unless you get hit in it. So he's a pitcher. He's on the mound. It's not like, you know, it's a part of his throwing motion or anything. But just the discomfort.
Yes.
of having that.
And he had a black eye.
The black eye to go with it. Just all of that. And for him to go out there and do what he was able to do, man, you respect guys that do things like that.
So I'm going to eat in about 30 minutes, and that'll be probably some of the last real solid food that I eat this entire weekend, Hugh.
Why is that?
I'm going this afternoon and then again tomorrow morning and getting a colon cleanse done.
Wait a minute, Chuck. Not to be graphic, but do you know what you're about to set yourself up for?
Well, listen, people have told me I'm full of crap my whole life, so I'm about to find out.
But do you know the actual procedure?
Well, I have a pretty good idea.
You know, it's funny that you bring this up because Shannon Sharp, we used to work out together back in the day, and he used to always talk about getting it done and just getting all that stuff out your body. And like he's the workout guru.
Oh,
he's
he is.
The guy.
I used to run into him at Rope Man's Fitness.
Yes, I used to go to Rope Man. Yeah, that was my gym. Ty Felder. That was my
trainer.
That
used to be Main Event Fitness.
Yes,
that was
and he took it over.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, and he used to talk about that all the time. And you could tell when he did it how his body looked different because, I mean, realistically, you do have a lot of waste in your body that you need to get cleaned
out. And I've been a big red meat eater my whole life.
But, bruh. The procedure.
That's why she said I got to come 2 days. She's like, the first time and you never done. Now, as of right now, I'm okay. When she wheels in that Craftsman shop vac, then I might not be so
good.
And
then when she put the attachments, when she put the attachments on and then she has to actually, you know, put it on you. Yeah, that's not. See, that's my whole thing. I mean, I just can't, you know, like when I think about the position that you're going to have to be in to get all this done.
Yeah.
And then the actual, the turning on of the machine.
Well, here's the thing.
And then, like, it's being like the Black & Decker dust.
They got
buster.
The Craftsman shop back. Here it comes.
No, bro. I can't do it.
So she said, look, you do it twice because if you've never done it, she said it's not going to be great the first time. But she said by the second time, it will feel. So it's, you know, the old try anything once, twice if I like you type of thing. But listen, next Saturday, I'm headed on vacation, so we're headed down to Florida. We'll already be halfway down to Florida at this time next Saturday. You know, I'm down 60 pounds, mm-hmm. you know, getting lean, tanned up.
Oh, yeah, you look great. You look great.
Yeah, yeah. I got the pink shirt today, and I'm not wearing it. I'm rocking it, Hugh.
Yeah, you're rocking the pink shirt. Yeah,
yeah, I'm rocking it today.
With the nice little linen shorts.
Yeah.
Doing
it
big.
Yeah, got the blue sperrys and everything. So, I mean, you know, we got it going. So, this is something that my doctors talk about, you know, get your system, now that you're kind of eating clean and you know, my digestive system's more regular, feeling a lot better. I mean, I figure I'll probably lose another 5 or 7 pounds out of all this.
Yeah, that's what they say. That's what they say, because you'll be surprised how much waste. But I'm going to tell you like this, Chuck. I thought about it, but, like, you know, being the caveman that I am, I just like the whole with the gown with the back out, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be some people in there that I'm going to be a little bit shy around. And they're going to be trying to comfort me and be like, hey, Mr. Douglas, it's going to be okay. No, it's not. It's not going to be okay.
Well, she gave me a list. So once I have to fast for, I don't know, like 3 hours beforehand. So after that, though, Hugh, she gave me a list of what I can
kind of eat.
Yeah. So literally, I can do smoothies, but it has to be fruit and ice. No bananas, no milk or anything like that. Just fruit and ice. I can do vegetables, but not, I think it was no broccoli, and there was something else on there. And you can't, like, do it in oil, and you can't eat it raw. So you can't eat, like, raw vegetables, and you can't do salads, stuff like that. So, like, I'll cook up, I eat a lot of, like, cooked spinach, so I'll cook up spinach.
I like spinach.
Yeah, so I'm like a big spinach guy. Spinach is really good for you.
I like spinach, but you know what? I'm not going to cook it. I mean, I know it's easy to make, because as soon as you put it in the little pan or whatever, and put a little oil in it, you can.
Yeah,
can't even use the oil.
Nope, you got to use, like, lemon juice or garlic if you're going to cook it, like, fresh like that. So
I could rock with that.
Yeah. Even if I just heat up, just cook a bag of it or something like that. Just cook spinach.
And then
broth. I can have like chicken broth, beef broth, or veggie broth, but just broth. So that's literally like the only things I'm allowed to eat.
But
and you know what she also said? Number one, no prescription medication. She's like she said that and don't drink any alcohol. And I said that's cool. She said no. You don't understand. You don't even want a drop of alcohol. She said the effects that when your system is clean out and you if you would add alcohol. She's like, you literally, not even with a drink in you, won't be able to drive. You'll be incoherent.
That's how.
Yeah. That's today and tomorrow.
If you're sitting at home by yourself.
Monday, when I see you Monday.
You're going to be lean and mean.
When I see you Monday, listen, like I said, everybody said I've been full of crap for years. We're going to find out here in a little bit. All right, when we get back, Braves Nats recap, debut of Dallas Keuchel. We'll hear some audio from last night as well. John Chuckery, Hugh Douglas in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We've got something to prove. That's not confidence. That's just wanting to prove it.
Training camp is about to begin.
Listen in as we give you exclusive coverage from Flowery Branch.
Our Falcons play here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Fly ball, softly hit. Taylor broke back, still coming. That ball is going to be caught. It's caught by Robles, who came sliding in. And that will end the game. The Nationals have beaten the Braves for the third time this year. 4-3, your final. The Braves came that close. He actually overran it, but still made the play. A sensational game-saving, game-ending catch for Washington.
Chip Carey on the call from Fox Sports South. Welcome back into the Kia Studios. John Chuckery, Hugh Douglas, hanging out with you on a Saturday morning. 404-741-0929. That is our phone line. That is also our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. If you want to interact with the show, at BigHugh53, at JMCH316 on Twitter as well, if you want to interact with it. So we'll get some Hawks at the 940, is, of course, the big story yesterday with the coming off of the NBA draft. But Hugh, last night, Dallas Keuchel makes his debut for the Atlanta Braves. And, you know, I think about, like what we said in the first segment, about kind of what we thought was going to happen with him. He got you five innings. He kind of labored through some of that good early, kind of labored along. Yeah. And look, here's what I tried to explain to some people, too, like the other night. This ain't Rome.
No,
okay,
it's not building.
Yeah, okay, Victor Robles isn't down in Rome, okay?
Uh-huh.
Like, this is Major League. It's different.
Rome, the Rome Braves.
Yeah,
not Rome,
yeah.
Like Rome was built in the day.
Yeah, no.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, like He ain't facing the Rome. He ain't facing whatever, the Charleston Southern battery acids. I mean, whatever they, you know, that he ain't facing those groups of guys. This is Victor Robles and Rendon and Trey Turner.
And not only that, you're playing a hot team. You're playing a hot team. And you know what's funny? And Abe, the producer, was in yesterday, and I think he heard me say this. I said that if he gave me five innings, what, eight hits, and I said like three runs, I'm okay with that. Five innings, eight hits, four runs.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he was.
And only three were earned, though, so you were close.
So, but he was exactly what you thought he would be. Only on two pitching 2 days in the minors, and then coming up to the majors and going up against a hot team.
Yep.
Kind of figured that's what it was going to be. New York walking into a buzzsaw. They're riding a tremendous high off of the fact that they took care of business against the Phillies. And then not only that, that shirt, like, you don't understand how much that Scherzer going out there doing what he did.
Absolutely.
Like, how pumped that makes you as a teammate. Because you're like, damn. That cat's pissed. He broke his nose. Anyone? Oh, dude, I got to go. I got to do something to match what he did.
Now, it started out good for the Braves. They got a 2-0 lead off of this play.
High fly ball, wallop toward the bullpen. Soto back at the track, at the wall. Look at it. Austin Riley, a 2-run homer. And the Braves strike first. Bombs away in D.C. Here we go. What a way to start the road trip.
Austin Riley with the home run there. Chip Carey on the call from Fox Sports South. Do you know what Riley's pacing out at, even though we're considering where he started? Hugh, he's pacing out to hit 26 homers, drive in 72 runs. He's only on pace for 15 walks, by the way. But if he gave you 25 homers and 70 RBIs, considering when he got called up,
I wouldn't have a problem with that.
That'd be a monster year.
You know what's funny? Most cats would want that in the whole season.
Well, now it's not the 88 homers and 238 RBIs that your normal partner, Adam, projected for.
There you go.
What happened? What did I miss?
No, but you know what it is? It's.
Are you going to be excited to be off Hamburger Hill next week?
But you know what it is, Chuckery? When you look at. You're making me forget my.
I'm trying to goad you. You know that, right? It's sad.
When you look at what he's done, this is why I think that the Braves, especially when it comes to their young farm system, this is why they're a little hesitant in making moves for major names in order to get better. You got to do it the right way. Because I forgot the trade. There was a trade last year where Austin Riley's name was mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trying, you know, wanted somebody that they wanted to trade with, he was a piece. Just think of that. What would this team be right now if they would have traded away Austin Riley? Now, I know that in order to get something, you're going to have to give away something.
Right.
But I keep hearing Pache's name mentioned as far as a piece that somebody's going to want. What if he's that one? What if he's the missing link?
Listen, a lot of people will tell you he's going to be their starting center fielder in 2 years and could be their leadoff hitter when all is said and done.
So that's
as well.
Why, like, listen, I don't have a crystal ball. I can't predict the future. But I'm a little bit superstitious in the fact that when you hear things like that or you see moves that could have been made that didn't get made and then you see the contribution that Austin Riley has made, you kind of look at him and be like, hey, man, you might regret making that move for a short-term gain. And that's the main reason why I'm about letting the young guys play and building it the slow and old-fashioned
way. Well, the only thing I'll contradict you with is if you feel like you can win it all right now, then you go for it.
But I mean, do you feel like you can win it all right now?
The famous one is the Detroit Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
The Detroit Tigers traded Doyle Alexander, and they end up traded for Doyle Alexander, and they gave up John Smoltz. Okay, that's the famous trade and all that. But Doyle Alexander was magnificent for the Tigers that year and led them to the division win. In all honesty, Hugh, what do you want? Some prospects to play long-term, or you want that trophy in the case?
I want the trophy in the case, but I want multiple trophies.
But again, let me get my first trophy.
Let me get my first trophy.
Let me get the first one, and then we'll figure it out from there.
And you know what? That's the funny thing about being in this position, because you can make a valid argument either way that you can go when it comes to the Braves right now. And the only thing that I can say, I think this lineup, the hitting lineup, can hit with anybody.
Oh, yeah.
They can hit with anybody.
Absolutely.
And you look at the pitching, and I can honestly say that that's the one thing that will definitely hold us back. I think we have some good pitchers, but the one thing that has jumped out to me over the last few weeks that I've seen that we really don't have is that consistent pitching.
Yes.
That is going to kill us.
Well, they need Mike Soroka to step up and be, or you know, I'm using Soroka because I think he's been their best pitcher this year. You need him to be able to go toe to toe with some of the top guys in the league. Now, let me get to real quick Brian Snitker here talking about Dallas Keuchel. We were joking about this ain't like pitching down in Rome. Here's him talking about Dallas Keuchel and the rehab starts.
You know, he hadn't been out there in a year. Or not a year, since October. And doesn't matter, like I say, with the rehabs and all that, it's not the same as this, you know, coming in here against a club that's hot and swinging the bats well, playing really good, and to navigate through like he did, I thought was pretty impressive.
So, look, it's going to take Dallas Keuchel a few starts to get to where you're hoping that he comes in here, Hugh, and he can be an innings eater for you to help your bullpen. Because the next thing, you're talking about the starters, and Mike and I talked to John Smoltz the other day because I asked him about this. At some point, they're going to have to figure out what they want for the, I'm using my air quotes, load management of
the guys that
Soroka
are
and Fried. You know, how many innings are those guys willing to pitch?
And that's what I was going to ask you. When you look at this pitching staff, and I'm not talking about wins or losses, I'm not talking about, you know, ERAs or any of that. On any given night, how many innings, can you guarantee me 7 to 8 innings from anybody?
No. Not a chance.
That's the thing. That's
not
the thing.
Chance.
That's the thing I think that we're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not so much the performance, I guess it is a performance because if you're getting shelled, you're coming out
well,
of the game.
Well, you want,
quick.
You're
but you
looking
want,
for that
you want
dude.
Some inning. Yeah, you want some inning eaters.
Yeah, you're looking for
inning eaters.
You're looking for that quote, that dude.
Yeah.
Okay. Like when Max Scherzer goes out to the mound,
you're guaranteed for like 6 to 7.
Yeah.
That's a given. That's a given.
Like right now, I mean, and maybe Soroka is the closest to this, but I say this all the time. Like, for instance, last year, one of the reasons that the Nationals weren't out of it sooner is because every fifth day, that guy goes out to
that
the mound.
Guy, that
and
guy.
It's, and like the same thing with the Dodgers. You know why the Dodgers don't get on losing streaks? Is
because
every fifth
guys.
Day, Ryu or Kershaw steps on the mound, and you feel like you can win that game. Even if it's 1-0, 2-1, Hugh, you feel like you can win every time that guy goes out. So when you feel that way, and a lot of times it happens that way, you don't get on 10-game losing streaks or anything like
and
that.
And you know what else it is? It's not saying that we don't have those guys that are built like that, but those guys that we're talking about, that guy, they're built a little different. They approach the game a little different. I see a little bit of that in Keuchel. He just needs to get up to speed. But I think that's what it is. You have to be committed to your craft, and you just got to go out there sometimes on that mound and just say, forget it. This is what I'm about to do and work your way through. That's why, for me, I like Max Fried's mentality on the mound.
Okay.
I think that he's that guy that could be that, you know, forget about a guy on the mound.
Right.
I think he is that guy.
Here's Dallas Keuchel talking about how he felt good after the start but was looking for better results.
Felt great. I mean, a couple tough breaks, but I'd like to have that fourth and fifth back kind of corral a few pitches in and maybe have a little bit better luck. But you always want to start out on the right foot. I felt like today was decent, but the competitor in me wants to be a lot better, and I was trying to win that first game for the guys. But you know, it's a long season, so we'll look to make adjustments and get back on track.
I don't have a problem with that. You know why I don't have a problem with that? Is because that's the kind of mentality that you want. Now, realistically, there was a strong – there was probably about a 70-80% chance that wasn't going to happen, especially going against the team that you were going against and the hot streak that they're on. But I like the fact that he felt like he could go out there and win that game.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the attitude that you had there.
Yeah.
And in the first three innings, he pitched like he could have won that game
for
you.
What do you think Dallas Keuchel is going to be for this team? Because here's what I'll tell you. I'll preface it like this. You understand if he had re-signed with the Houston Astros, he's at best their third starter.
Easily.
Because he ain't better than Verlander.
Mm-hmm.
And Gerrit Cole strikes out 14,000 guys per 9 innings.
Innings eater. If you're asking me what I want him to be here – if Dallas Keuchel, like we all know, he's not throwing heat.
No,
but he gets soft contact most times. He got it last night for 3 innings. I need him to be the guy that gives me 7 to 8 innings. That's it. That's all I want. Like it could be a game where you know he keeps the ball low anyway. That's his thing. He keeps the ball low and he grounds out a lot of guys. I just need him to give me 7 to 8 innings.
So,
every time that he's out there.
So tonight, Mike Fultonevich versus Anibal Sanchez. How much do they need Fulty tonight to go out there and pitch really well for them? They need him.
They would. They would. It would be great to have him.
No, I don't want to hear about it. Wouldn't be great. Time for him to step up and get it going. Hugh.
This is the knock. This is the knock, and this is how it's been the last couple of weeks. No, I hear you, and I'm with you. But how many throwaway innings are we going to give him? Because you know he has at least two where he gets a little. It takes him a while to settle in.
This is the thing I've learned about this pitching staff. One home run becomes two, becomes three. And if you keep the ball in the ballpark for this pitching staff, it seems to be okay. But once a ball starts to get out of the ballpark, it seems like it starts to spiral at times. And, and like I said, one becomes two, then it's another one. You know, to Tehran, Fulte, it just gets to be that way with those guys. You need Fulte tonight to act like your ace. You don't want to be going into Sunday and you've lost the first two and Nationals are feeling good about sweeping you right out of town.
Yeah, some you got to step up.
All right, Hawks had a big night the other night in the NBA draft. We'll talk about that. Hear some audio as well. John Chuckery, Hugh Douglas in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Atlanta sports doesn't stop for the weekend.
Heck yeah.
And neither do we.
Keeping you up to date all weekend long.
It's just great.
On the weekends, that's all I listen to, really.
The home for Atlanta sports on the weekends. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Last night, we were able to use the assets that we've collected over the last couple of years to make transactions to go up and get guys we really thought would be great fits.
Hawks general manager Travis Schlenk bringing us back in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yeah. Yesterday was Kip Winger's birthday, by the way, Hugh, so I'm playing some Winger. I'm going to be rocking at my favorite hair band.
Go for it, man. Do
my
it.
My favorite hair band, Winger, so I gave Abe some
Do
Winger
it.
Songs.
Do
so
it.
We're going to be rocking it out.
Do it. Do it.
So Hawks, good night. Hugh Douglas, John Chuckery in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. So Hawks the other night, of course, three draft picks. By the way, we talked to Steve Cooney yesterday. You know, what a great crowd at State Farm Arena, between 7,000 and 8,000 people the other night for the Hawks draft party. You know, of course, we had the broadcast there, Sparty, Andy Bunker, Mike Connie, doing the broadcast. Like I said, over 7,000 people. I know Mike Bell was down there. We're talking a little bit about it. So, first of all, shout out to the Hawks fans. You can see that there's a lot of excitement and buzz about all of this. Now, two of the three guys that the Hawks drafted are not officially Atlanta Hawks. Cam Reddish at number 10 is an Atlanta Hawk, but the Lakers were able to select DeAndre Hunter because they traded that pick to the Pelicans, which the Pelicans traded to us. Are you confused already, Hugh, about
bit,
all
a
that?
A little bit, because the Lakers they gave away their whole team.
Yes. First of all, let me let you hear DeAndre Hunter, because Atlanta was the only team that actually worked him out, and I understand he found out through one of his Virginia teammates about it. But here's DeAndre Hunter talking about he is excited to get to Atlanta.
When I went there, they had a pretty strong feeling about me. I knew that's the place I wanted to be. That's one of my destinations, and I'm happy they traded up and got that pick.
Now, of course, it is ridiculous, Hugh, that he's having to wear a Lakers hat to stand up there and talk about all of this. And I know you guys talked a little bit about this, and we talked about this with Steve Koonin yesterday. Here's my problem with that whole thing, Hugh, is the fact that on one of your marquee nights, okay, that the NBA has, and the NBA is not going to have – the NBA is not like the NFL where it doesn't have as many marquee events, okay? You know, preseason NFL is a big deal. Summer league basketball is not a big deal, and preseason basketball is not a big deal. So when you're the NBA and you have a few marquee nights, Hugh, and you blow it by having DeAndre Hunter have to wear a Lakers hat, that's a bad look for the league. That doesn't make the league look good. And you can tell me about it's this and that and the other, but whatever they have to do, you have to change that so that on one of your more celebrated nights, it's the right look and it's the right team. When you have to have ESPN explaining everything about why he's wearing a Lakers hat, that's not how it's supposed to be.
You know what's funny, Chuck? Because I know John Fricke felt the same way that you do, and a lot of people here do. I didn't look at it that way. I looked at it as...
Well, you're wrong, Hugh.
Yeah. Well, I looked at it as the way that the league conducts business and the way that they conduct business since day one. And the more that I hear you guys talk about it, the more I'm starting to understand what you're saying. So I think in order to change it and make it easier for everybody, you either need to do one or two things. You need to move the date of the actual league year to start a little bit earlier, or you need to push the draft back until after July.
Let me give you a proposal and tell me what you think of this. Because here's my other problem. You literally had the NBA draft, you like 8 or 9 days after the NBA Finals were over. And the NBA Finals, by the way, only went 6 games this year. Mm-hmm. It would have been shorter than that if they had gone 7 games. So there's literally, you literally get the NBA Finals, okay, and you got a champion, and you can barely decompress from the storylines and what went on there, and now you're right into the draft. And there's no, like, time to, like, okay, we can kind of build the storyline. I think that the NBA needs to get their finals, get into free agency, and then go do the NBA draft.
Yeah, they do it a little bit backwards because it's like now we've had the draft and now free agency starts.
Yeah.
and I think that does a disservice to some of the players that could potentially go to other teams when you have an opportunity to fill that same spot with a young guy that fell into your lap that you didn't expect to get.
Right.
Unless you're a megastar.
Right.
I'm not talking about the Chris Pauls and guys like that.
No.
I'm talking about the Joe Everyman.
Yeah.
I'm talking about that guy. And he's missing an opportunity because, you know, you're going to be signed to, whatever, 4-year, $22 million deal. But then you go out and you get a young player that you didn't expect to get at that position that's much cheaper. So it's one of those things where they can't make this better, but at the same time, I wasn't as up in arms as most people were. But now, the more I hear about it, the more I kind of understand where people are coming from.
I think what it is, Hugh, and we had Steve Koonin on yesterday, so Mike Bell and I had a chance to talk with him. You go to 1990game.com. You can hear all the replays and interviews up on our new website. You know, Steve Koonin said they're having a meeting coming up. I think it's July 8th, 7th or 8th or whatever like that they're having a meeting of the owners, executives, and all that with the commissioner. And he said, oh, yeah, that's going to get brought up because – first of all, I don't think next year you're going to have the same look. But Hugh, I think it's the visual aspect of this is an NBA marquee night. And here are the Hawks with two. They only had three. They only ended up picking three guys.
Mm-hmm.
Two of those guys are not Atlanta Hawks right now.
Not right now. You're not going to be at the press conference next week.
Yeah.
I get it. Because it's like we could talk about it. But when you have an opportunity to talk to Travis Link like we did, and the Steve Koonin, it's almost like crickets. But I like me on the flip side of that, I think it's kind of cool too because we could have the conversation without actually having it. And kind of like what we did the other day with Travis. It's like you talk about the potential of the team and things of that nature, but the casual fan is probably out there lost.
Well, you want to hear, with all due respect, I want to hear my general manager tell me what it is about DeAndre Hunter that you liked so much and you wanted to draft him. Why were you, you know, you were willing to give up three draft picks to go up and get this guy. What is it about this guy? Well, you can't ask that question right now.
You can ask it on the 7th, though.
Okay.
Be patient.
What if I'm dead?
Well, damn, I didn't know you were going to go that route. That makes a lot of sense.
Well,
you want to know.
Okay, so you know what I'm going to do? Well, on July 7th, I'm going to be driving back to Florida.
If you're
going
to be dead, then you don't need to know. You ain't got to worry about the Hawks.
Well, I
want to
know beforehand.
Problems.
I want to know at least before I die, Hugh. Before I die, at least
got,
I want to know.
You got a whole set of other problems you're worrying about there, brother.
I mean, who knows what's going to happen today, you know, and tomorrow.
No, I got it. I get it. I just wasn't that, honestly,
because here's the thing. By the time that rolls around, the momentum of the draft is gone. There is no momentum anymore about the draft. And now, because you're in the free agency, now you're talking about getting into free agency. Where's KD and Kawhi?
That makes sense because it's like, you know,
because the next storyline's coming.
Yes, and you don't really have a chance when these guys come.
Yes,
they're not going to talk to them.
Seize the moment.
Yeah,
you want to seize the moment.
I see what you're saying.
All of that
makes
is.
Sense. Makes sense.
All right, when we get back, so Disney is raising prices. Because as if they don't already get enough of our money right now. Hugh's going to help me break this all down and explain this to me when we get back. Chuck Ree and Hugh Douglas in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 910 The Game.
You know, but, you know, yeah, not, I mean.
Rocking out with some Winger on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It was Kip Winger's birthday yesterday, so I gave Abe a list of Winger songs. So this is my favorite hair band, Hugh. Winger. Ready?
I remember Winger.
He's going to get it started up right now. I'm telling you, if I don't make this sports talk radio thing work out,
you
I'm
going to hair grow.
I'm going to work for Star 94 because I can hit the post, man. I can hit the post.
It seemed like it would be nice to spin records every now and then.
Absolutely. So help me understand this, Hugh. Hugh Douglas, John Chuck in the Key Studios. Disney World is raising more prices, and I'll give you that. Here you go, Hugh. That's the sheet, so you got
yeah, the sheet. The show, Disney is raising the prices for annual passes.
It's an 18% increase for top-tier admission,
yes,
which will now cost $1,219. Disney Platinum passes also increased $225 to $1,119, while Florida resident and DVC discounted membership saw an uptick as well. Now, obviously, they're opening up lots of new exhibits, the Star Wars Galaxy. And I told you, they're actually serving alcohol on the Disney. Yeah.
Hey, good pull, Abe. Good pull. Good pull.
Actually, Abe, serving pull. Alcohol now on the not at Epcot where they already have, but on the actual Disney grounds that they are serving alcohol for the first time ever.
That's probably good and bad because I've been to Disney, and listen, took my son to Disney. Me and my wife went, and from the time you walk to, she got the passes. Like the pass stayed on the campus and everything. Took my daughter one time as well. Had a chance to eat dinner with Snow White and did all that. You know how you get the Disney dinner and all that stuff?
Shoot the J?
Nah, dude. When I tell you, the only thing, like, listen, it's a great place to go. And people love it. But as a hardworking blue-collar American male, all I saw was the money that they were making.
Well,
like on a regular.
Here's what I was telling Abe. Do you know that they, and I think I'm correct on all of this. They have the largest volunteer workforce in the United States. A lot of people don't get paid to work at Disney.
Wow.
But, Hugh, if you can put Disney on your resume, it's supposedly like that's a huge deal to that on your resume for companies.
No, when I worked at ESPN, if I'd have been there long enough, you get actually
–
I was there for a little while.
Okay.
I had a cup of coffee.
Oh, okay.
But – they actually, if you're there long enough, you get like a three-year member thing. You get like a little Mickey thing, and that's a huge deal. But, man, the thing that I remember about Disney World, and if fathers out there, if you remember this, you know, hit me on the Twitter. Every 5 feet, John Chuckery, there was something that was designed to make you go into your pocket for your kids.
Course.
Like the little fans with the little Disney characters on them and everything, the keychains. They not only had like the little souvenir shops, they had those guys on the streets selling souvenirs.
Now, you know what I've heard that one of the things to do, but it costs you if you think it's expensive normally, is do Christmas at Disney. And they have like the special Christmas parades and all that, you know.
They have a parade like every 15 minutes.
Yeah, but I mean, they have a special Christmas parade that they do. And I've talked to people that have gone. They say it's fabulous. Christmas at Disney is fabulous, but you think you pay a lot to go there normally? Go at Christmas time and see what you pay.
No, yeah,
like you're not going to make your mortgage payment for the month.
No, it's a straight violation. Like, but it's funny when I was telling people about this story and about the fact that Star Wars has opened up the exhibit. That's the main reason why they did it.
Yes,
nobody batted an eye. Like Disney is the one place that you will save up
suck
all
it
your
up.
Chips.
Yeah, you just got to suck
and,
it up.
And go, because it's an experience like no other. It's an experience like no other, but on the flip side of that, Chuck, you're coming out of pocket.
Oh, yeah.
You are, especially if you have a big family, if you're taking like more than one child, you're in trouble.
We're going to get to some NFL hits coming up next, including Alex Smith trying to learn how to run again. But first, we're going to find out as we roll along here what the crane drops are falling and where we stand with the crane bombs. Fallen from a Paul Crane sports flash.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.